Welcome to the HMD Radio Show. This week I have new music from JK Flesh, Black Heat, Coffin Lust, and I've got two beers, one from the Fox's Rock Brewery, it's their IPA, and the other one is McGargle's Francis Big Bangin' IPA. Kicking us off, this was a new one on last week's show. This is Alphanil. We'll be right back. Okay, that's La Valle from the new album from Mugstar, Magnetic Seasons. And then before that, kicking off the show, was Alf Noll, Comrade, off their End Time Sisters album that I played last week on the show, and I've been playing it loads on my journeys to and from work, and it's fucking deadly. Deadly riffing that song in particular. And yeah, so new music I have this week. I have the new one from Justin Broderick, JK Flesh. I'm quite interested to hear that, because the last thing he brought out was the Godflesh album last year, or was it the year before? I can't remember. But yeah, I don't think I can wait any longer. I'm just going to play something off that. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. This is The Factor. There you had two from JK Flesh, the new album from Justin Broderick. The album's called Rise Above, and the songs were, last one was Trinity, and The Factor was the first one. It's a fucking deadly album so far. I'm looking forward to getting stuck into it over the next few days. As I was saying, I think the Godflesh album was the last thing he released. Well, that I heard it. I noticed there was an EP out from last year that there's recently been a remix done by Surgeon, who I also really like, so I'm going to check that out. Maybe on next week's show you might hear that. Right, so first beer of the night is the Fox's Rock IPA. It's an Irish brewery, brewed just north of the border, I think. And it's a IPA in an American style. It's 5.2%. Comes in a half litre bottle. Where did I pick it up? I think I picked it up in Dunn's for less than £3, which is okay for a half litre bottle of nice beer. It pours, lovely creamy head, kind of orangey colour, and a bit of a hop aroma at first when you open the bottle, but kind of disappears fairly quick. It's nice and fresh to drink. It's kind of nice malty profile, bit of hop bitterness there as well, and it's a fairly solid IPA. I will I definitely drink it again. So if you're in Dunn's in your weekly shop, give it a go. The Fox's Rock IPA. They had a few other ones as well. I think they had an APA as well. I might give them a go another time. Sure, we'll see. Anyway, moving on to the back to the music. Last week I played two tracks off the new album from Wofat, Midnight Comet, and it's a fucking belter of an album. I'm loving it. So I'm going to play another song off it tonight. This song is Of Smoke and Fog. We'll be right back. that was Riding by Pharaoh Overlord off their album 4, and then before that Smoke and Fog from the latest Woeful album. So new music, I'm gonna play some of the new Black Heat album, Shifting Mirrors it's called, and the song I'm gonna play is Sword of Hakim. was River Damon about Arthur Shawcross from Church of Misery off their album from earlier this year, and then There Were None, and before that was Black Heat, Sword of Hakim, off their album out I think last week, and it's called Shifting Mirrors. So moving on to the next beer I have, it's McGargle's, bit of a controversial brewery. They're brewed by the Rye River Brewery, our controversial brand. When they came out, at first they got a lot of stick about their packaging, and it's very fucking diddly eye and shit like that. To be honest with you, there's a lot of things you can give a brewery shit over, but how their labels look, I don't think is up there. Like, if they brew shit beer, fair enough, call them on it, but fucking sticking a few diddly eye images on a label, possibly for targeting an export market, some might consider it marketing genius, but anyway, I was a bit hot and cold on the brewery, or on that brand for a while. Their stuff was okay, but last year at the Craft Beer Festival in the RDS, I had a few of their beers, and it was fucking some fucking very nice ones in it. So the brewer they have in there at the moment, the head brewer, he's doing a great job. But yeah, this one I've heard a lot about over the last few months, and heard lots of good things, so I'm quite curious. And when I cracked it open, the bang off it was deadly. Lovely, hoppy, so piney, West Coast IPA, I suppose you'd call it. It's clocks in at 7.1%, so it's a fairly hefty one. And the hops they use, I think, are Simcoe, Mosaic, and Columbus. Let me just double check that, but yeah, I think they're the ones they use. And smells and tastes like they use a fair whack of them. It's very nicely balanced. So again, this is another one I picked up in Dunn's. Half litre bottle, I think it was $3.50. Just having another taste out. Yeah, it's lovely. So definitely, if you see that, get a bottle of it. At least one. You probably want more than two or three. You'd be on your ear. So yeah, Francis's Big Bangin' IPA, and a winner from McGargle's and Rye River Brewing Company. So moving on, what am I gonna play? Oh, I have another new band that I was gonna play, Coffin Lust, that I only came across these the other day, and their new album Manifestation of Inner Darkness. I heard a song off and I just thought, deadly, I'll have to give that a go. So here, I'm gonna try. This is Mass Extinction.
Oh,
Okay, that was Coffin Lust and Mass Extinction. Great name for a band. And that almost brings us to the end of the show. You will hear 3 songs between now and the end. To probably 1.5 if you're listening on Grip of Delusion, if we get cut off. Or if you're listening on demand, you will get to hear it a lot. So stay tuned for the next shows. On Radioactive, this show rocks. And on Grip of Delusion, stay tuned for an evening's entertainment. I'm going to leave you with, actually I'm going to tell you how you can get in touch. You can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com, or you can email or get in touch on Twitter at @hmdandradio. So I'm going to leave you with Red Wizard off their new album Cosmosis. I played a song off this last week, and the last 3 songs on it are the Red Wizard Suite Parts 1, 2 and 3. So I figure I should play all 3 of them together so you get the full benefit. So until next week, have a good weekend.
Thank you.